pandemic. And I seen like, and it was like the Hornets was playing, not the Hornets, but the Pelicans was playing the Jazz that weekend too. And like Rudy Gobert and like all them niggas was like on Bourbon Street. I seen all them niggas and shit. And then like it was a college team down there too. Like I seen like, it was all kind of motherfucking celebrities in New Orleans when I was down there, dog. Hey. Shit, when I went. Nigga, when I went down there for the Super Bowl, remember when I went for the Super Bowl, bro?
Yeah, I
bet all them motherfucking like celebrities and shit. I went to the taste of the fucking, I went to the taste of the NFL and shit. Like I met so I got pictures with so many fucking celebrities, dog. Like, fuck. Well, shit.
Hey, the one reason I'm never passing up on asking for a pick with anybody semi famous or not, bro. One time, me and both of my sons was in Mayfair Mall. I forgot why the fuck we was there, but Giannis Antetokounmpo was at a T-Mobile kiosk, bro. No bullshit. He was at a T-Mobile kiosk. And, bro, my son's so young. Giannis young, and he ain't even close to being, like, MVP Giannis. But you could see some promise, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you watch the bus, you're like, that nigga cold. Like, he gonna be good. And, bro, we wouldn't go talk to him. None of us. And then he end up being Giannis. Like, this Giannis, who we all know, best basketball player in the NBA, two-time MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Finals MVP, brought Milwaukee's first championship in 50 years. Like, and we missed the opportunity to get a picture with him. And guess he had that. You know how this going to throw you back. Giannis had that fucking mohawk that everybody used to have.
Oh, the mohawk.
Remember the mohawk Giannis?
Yeah.
It was that one. Like,
that's crazy.
This just tall ass nigga. He by himself, bro. Just Greek as hell.
I seen.
I'm like damn, that. We should have got his fucking autograph.
I seen him coming out of the Apple Store one time, like, years ago. And, you know, this is before he was like, yeah, like you said, Giannis. But I'm like, it was just like, oh, they go Giannis and shit. Like, this is before, like, he was superstar Giannis.
Yeah.
My daughter was like, that's a tall dude. I'm like, oh, that's Giannis. That's Giannis. I'm just Google right there.
Yeah, fucking Giannis.
She's like, to play for the Bucks? I'm like, yeah, play for the Bucks. You know, this is before, like, the, you know, MVP stuff. And, you know, and nobody was even talking to him. Like, he was just walking out the Apple Store, 7 foot tall, motherfucker. Nobody even, like, stopping him and shit. Like, I remember I seen Andrew Bogut at the mall once.
I seen Dan Gazzarica at Mayfair going to the movies and shit back in the day, like in 2003 or 2004.
I seen Shaq when I was 18, bro.
No shit.
I worked at this restaurant called Swank. It was a black-owned fancy restaurant downtown on Water Street, right off of Wisconsin. You know that building with the ladybugs on them downtown?
Mm-hmm.
It was the Ladybug Club.
It was the Ladybug Club.
Yeah.
Shit. Milwaukee
and
shit.
What was it? What the fuck?
It was in that building. It was right at the bottom right there. It was called Swank. And nigga, I seen Ray Allen in there. I saw Sam Cassell in there. This showing my age and shit.
Y'all niggas too young to go to the jungle? Y'all niggas remember the jungle?
I remember the jungle. I never been.
Yeah, the jungle used to be cracking, dog. I remember, who was that one fucking Packers player, dog? The safety, Darren Sharper.
Oh, Darren
Sharper. Right his ass and shit.
Whoa.
I met the bro in there like years ago.
He was probably in
the
Amistad and shit. My bad.
It's only entertainment.
Yeah, Darren Sharper. Let's move on from that.
Yeah, I met Darren Sharper. There was some other motherfuckers in there too that day.
I remember I met fucking Tim Thomas and shit, like coming out of Pax Jewelers. It was like, cause you know, like
that's Fugazi, nigga.
Fugazi. Nigga, I remember cause shout out to Mac Middle School in the house. A two. Shout out to Mac. So we graduated and shit. You know, it's like a couple of days more left in the school. School out on Wednesday, you graduate on Tuesday. Nigga, we fucked around. I was like, man, let's go back to the school and shit. Let's catch the bus. Nigga, my mama watching this. Hey, man, I used to do a lot of shit, man. I used to be skipping like a motherfucker. I'm sorry, but I graduated.
What?
Skip school and go back to school.
I'm so sorry.
But we caught
that bus. It was like, you know what I'm saying? Catch the bus. We gonna go to the Grand the whole fucking day, the whole little 8 hours U.S. school and shit.
I used to do that.
You know what I'm saying?
The Grand. At Mayfair, all the malls.
All that. So we did that shit. We was there for a minute. It was like six or seven of us and shit like that. We walked up there because Mecca's like on like Cherry, like Martin Luther King Drive and Cherry or some shit. So it's only like a couple blocks away.
Yeah.
So we go up in that motherfucker and we leave out and shit. And we see like a Bentley out there. So Nick's like, man, it gotta be somebody in this motherfucker. We finna wait. Nigga, we waited out. Tim Thomas, big tall ass, came out and shit. Like, I'm like, what's your autograph, dog? You took a picture and shit. I got a picture. Damn, if my mama probably got that shit in the photo, but she keep all the photos. Shout out to moms and shit. If I find this shit, I'm gonna post that shit along with this story that I'm telling right now, because we got that bitch signed and shit and all that. Not the picture, obviously, because it's the Polaroids. Got the shit from you know what I'm saying, other shit. But he was cooler than the bitch. He was cooler than the bitch. He was bigger than the mom. I'm like, damn, you taller than a bitch.
Them celebrity niggas be cool most of the time. They be regular niggas, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, so speaking of that shit, like, have y'all ever been like starstruck? Like seeing a motherfucker like, damn, like, I can't believe.
I was Saturday when I saw Jerry McCullough. That was something I never expected to see because he ain't like a super duper. He is, but he ain't.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's just like with damn near anything in boxing. But like, shit, for me personally, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, I was kind of fanned out.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I seen Shaq when I was like 18, I was like,
yeah,
yo,
yeah. I was definitely fanned out when I saw Gerald McCullough last week. Though. He used to be, and what's crazy is that if I remember correctly, I don't even know if I knew he was from here when I was a big fan of his. Crazier.
I didn't
even realize he was from here. I thought he was, you know, I always just knew he was from, you know, Freeport.
Right.
But I didn't know he fought out of had Milwaukee ties until later on. If I remember correctly, and then that just obviously made me love him even more. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But like, I loved his tenacity. I loved the way
he was
a
mean
and I love that. You know what I'm saying?
That's your style. Yeah.
And I seen him and shit, and obviously he's a shell of himself now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, what, you know, the whatever happened, what happened to him happened to him, and you know, but still, it's like you can still see that face, and that face is still, you know what I'm saying?
There.
He still got that face, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, that was one of the baddest motherfuckers in the world, right?
At one time,
you know. Ooh. So yeah, I definitely found out. I can't really say though, other than, you know, that I ever been like, God damn, like, I mean, one, I will say this: when I was when I went on this high school trip, right? And we went to the Mall of America, and the same hotel we were staying in, the Denver Broncos were staying there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to, like, I met John Elway and Terrell Davis. I met Terrell Davis at the Mall of America, though. I saw John Elway at the hotel. Mm-hmm. You couldn't really get to him and shit.
Right.
But, you know, like, he was, like, waving and shit. But I met Terrell Davis at the Mall of America, and that was, like, and this was, like, he had just come off, like, the 2,000 yards and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? And that's why, like, I was like, oh, shit, that's motherfucking Terrell Davis
Davis.
You know what I'm saying?
People forget about Terrell Davis, too.
Oh, yeah, Terrell Davis is a bad man.
I'll never forget about Terrell Davis. He killed the Packers in the 97.
I don't want to talk about that shit. I don't want to talk about that Super Bowl. It still hurts my heart.
Man, I think I found out one time, though. And I know you're going to laugh about this because you got your
R&B singer and shit.
Joe.
Hey, I'm a fan out now if I went to a Joe concert. Joe, my nigga. But motherfucking Usher, dog.
You better do
it. And it was like, it was fucked up, right? But it was Usher in his prime.
You don't have to come.
It was during the Confession concert.
It's okay.
That Confession run and shit.
He came to Summerfest?
Like, he came to the Bradley Center.
Okay.
Bitch was packed. Sold the fuck out. And I know it was crazy because I went with, shout out to my cousin Imani and shit. I went with Imani and it's fucked up because I'm like, why the fuck you get these seats where we like not even sitting by each other and shit? Like you up there, I'm like right there and shit. And so,
like, hi. Like,
that's fucked up.
Hopefully, you know I see you after this.
So why did y'all get those seats like that? Was
I don't
ever explained?
It probably was. It was a minute ago. It was almost 20 years ago, man. But hey, man, this is how I know this is how I know I fanned up, because I was feeling that shit by myself. Nigga, by myself and shit. I was like in between like two white girls and shit.
And
we ain't that bitch jamming.
You
make
me want to be the one I went.
That nigga,
it's what you do.
I'ma be alright. Hey, nigga did this shit and shit when he walked in the club and shit. You don't got the car. You ain't got a car. That nigga was killing that bitch, bro. I'm like,
don't leave your girl around me.
Hey, and that shit was so cold because that nigga Kanye opened for that nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Like, he did the Jesus walk and all that shit. And that nigga Usher was so cold that I forget about Kanye was there.
Ain't that some shit?
That nigga, man, it's a funny story.
It makes sense.
But if you see Usher, though, you will feel exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. That nigga Usher.
It's an aura, huh? He got an aura, right? It was an aura.
It was a circle. It's a circle. No, that nigga different, man. I want to see Chris Brown.
Was that like the best concert you ever been to?
By far.
Go ahead.
No, I'll say it quick because I forgot. All right. So you say, all right, you know what I mean? Like,
this is Usher in his prime, too.
So he's Usher in his prime, and so it outdid Kanye, who, you know what I'm saying? Which is some shit. And, you know, so I was at the Hard Knock Life tour, you know what I'm saying, when they came here. And, you know what I'm saying? So we talking about Jay-Z,
Sony Entertainment,
DMX, and, you know what I'm saying, Red and Meth, right? Red and Meth open. And you know what I'm saying? So, and then DMX was the middle. And DMX, dog, and I still get chills to this day. Like, I've never seen anybody command a crowd like that, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, the DMX was just fucking different, dog. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way he, like, you know, the way he, all by himself, too. Like, mm-hmm. no hype, man. No, like, none of the fucking effects and none of that shit like that. Just the energy, bro. Like, you know, and you know my quips with him. You know what I'm saying? We won't go there. But seeing him live, bro, was like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that made me think about, like, you know what I'm saying, the fact that Jay-Z was there too. And I'm like, and Jay-Z was cold, dog. Jay-Z, don't get it twisted. Jay-Z was cold in a bitch. Red and Meth was cold in motherfucker.
Yeah, they put on a good show.
But, like, DMX, like, seriously, like, outshine everything.
Did
dog.
You cry doing a prayer?
Damn near.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn near. I might have. Like, no bullshit. I might have.
Did he cry?
I think he did, dog. And everybody was shutting
up. I can't see nobody cry.
Everybody shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up, dog. Like, it was like, for real. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't even religious then. Well, maybe a little bit. But, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, like, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm feeling everything this man mm-hmm. is saying, dog. Like, that shit was just different, dog.
That's
like,
different.
And it's one of those things, like, damn, I saw Jay-Z live, and, you know, but when I think about it, the first thing that comes to mind was that DMX, you know what I'm saying, set, and just the way he motherfucking just killed it, dog, killed it, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I would have loved to see DMX live.
Me too. Jay-Z got a tight-ass story about DMX performing before him. On the shop, mm-hmm. the Brown Show.
I didn't see that one.
About where he was like, he was like, you know, he come out and all this energy in the crowd is super hype. And they know his songs and they chatting with him. And it's stop, drop, sit him down, open up, shut. And then he prays and he cries and the crowd is crying with him. Yeah. He's like, how am I supposed to come out and perform Hard Knock Life with like an Annie song after this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's a dope ass story. Yeah. The coldest concert I feel like I've been to, the most legendary one, was Outkast when they came to Summerfest. Because that was a legendary
the last
group,
show too, right?
Yeah,
like the last tour.
Oh, shit.
And so that was super dope. It's tight hearing songs like as an adult. Like, damn, I heard these songs all the time on the radio when I was a kid,
right?
Or watch these videos and whoop-de-woo. Like, this shit super legendary. But one thing I want to say is in Milwaukee, our fans show up, show out, bro.
Oh, hey,
when you
man.
Be at a hype, like the whole crowd be hyped, like even Outkast and this
singing every word.
What
and
made
shit.
Me say oh, this is Outkast said that, like, yo, this the littest crowd we've been. We've been on tour. Mm-hmm. This the best crowd we done had, type shit.
Man.
Shout out to my buddy.
Shout out to
we went to that together. Shit, attest for that. Like, they mm-hmm. said that shit.
Yeah.
And every crowd I've been to, you know it's another good one? We went to this bitch together, Wiz Khalifa. When he first got hot.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you. So, this is what happened.
Oh,
Wiz
my
Khalifa
God.
Got
2011,
hooked.
Right? 2011. It's definitely 2011.
I think
Damn,
so.
Damn, that's black and yellow all the way to
black
fuck
and
back
yellow.
In?
Yellow. So, this is what happens.
Wiz Khalifa, 10 years
Wiz Khalifa,
the game, huh?
Wiz Khalifa gets booked at Summerfest, right? He mm-hmm. not that big yet. He mm-hmm. bubbling, but he already booked.
Mm-hmm.
So, he get booked on a free stage. You
the Harley Davidson stage.
The Harley Davidson stage. Yeah. People from Milwaukee know I ain't finna
Summerfest,
explain
that shit. Shut up.
It's the biggest music festival looking
in
up,
the world.
In the world. And then, so he get booked at a free stage, mm-hmm. which means you could just buy a fucking ticket to the festival
yep.
and go watch his concert.
Yep.
So that's what we do.
Yeah.
Because by the time he's ready to perform, months later, Black and Yellow came out.
Out the
I think,
gate.
Was it out?
It was out.
Yeah, he
but
performed
it was bubbling. But it was bubbling. Because
he performed solo. He performed a mm-hmm. lot of songs from his album. So yeah, I think yeah, the yeah. album might have been out. But yeah, so by this time he shouldn't have been on a free stage.
At all.
Yeah.
My nigga.
That was love. It was like millions. It was what they said. It was millions.
Might have been. I don't know. Millions.
At least a million. At least a million.
No, it was.
I seen the stats. It was at least a million.
We wouldn't even
got it. For that concert? In Summerfest.
Oh, for that day?
In Summerfest total.
Okay.
It was at least a million
people? It wasn't a million people around watching the concert. Because that's like Wimbledon. Like, no bullshit. Like, no.
That's
a lot of people.
Hey, check me out.
It wasn't a million people
check
watching
me out. Look it up. Look it up. In the comments, let us know.
That's a lot.
In the comments, let us know.
That's a lot of people.
That's a ridiculous amount of people, bro.
I remember seeing.
It's not a million people in Milwaukee, bro.
Summerfest is big. It's grounds, man.
Yeah.
And it was packed as fuck.
Can't fit no million.
You couldn't move in that bitch.
Bro, come on, bro.
But tell the story.
I saw a fucking Nelly.
I'm like, you fucking up the story for some shit that's not true.
In the comments, let us know what the record was.
Let him know because
when Wiz Khalifa
was
in Summerfest 2011, it was some record shit. I remember seeing
it. It was a record.
Tell the story.
So by the time the story's told now, it was a shit ton of people there, but we weren't expecting a shit ton. And that motherfucking crowd was crazy,
everybody
bro.
Smoking
like everybody smoking.
Everybody was smoking.
And a fun story about that was my sister Brittany was pregnant and shit. So like I'm extra on guard because this is too many people around us, bro. Like and it's just us. It's just too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Like bumping into us, just shit. And like I said, my sister. Pregnant. Like, I'm like, nigga, don't touch my sister, like, type shit. So I'm already on guard, bro. It's crazy because the show going on, and all of a sudden we start getting pushed forward. I'm like, bro, what the fuck, bro? Like, we getting pushed hard forward. We turn around, niggas is straight fighting.
Niggas fighting.
Throwing hands, like throwing hands, bro.
What else happened?
Dog, so the concert ain't stopping, and the music's still playing. These niggas throwing hands. All of a sudden, security and the police starting to come, bro. These niggas go from throwing hands to doing this.
Like dancing together.
Other, bro. Like
dancing together.
Stop fighting, bro, and start dancing together, bro. Motherfuckers had no idea what was going on. Bro.
What the fuck was going on?
Like
nobody believes me when I tell the story. Bro,
them niggas did not get arrested or nothing, bro. I'm talking about they went from straight throwing hands to party.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit just stopped, bro. And we kept watching Wiz Khalifa.
Honestly,
was they boys or some shit?
They ain't know each other. It's like a black dude and a white dude, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a Mexican dude.
Something like that.
Because those people can't be friends.
Yeah, I know, right?
But hey, man.
Not the way they was throwing hands at a concert.
I feel you.
You supposed to have your guy back at a concert, bro.
You never know. You know,
it was like a group.
Step
it was like it started
shit.
Off as like a group fight, but you know how that shit be. That maybe two main niggas fighting, and other niggas just jumping in, throwing one punch, backing up.
Yeah,
like it was some shit like
some
that.
Bullshit.
But the main two niggas, that shit was hilarious.
That's in my top three. I think my number
that was top.
That was good. Three for me. Usher was number one, but number two was another Summerfest when J. Cole came up here, like in 2016, 2017.
I didn't even know he did that.
That shit was different. Yeah. That shit was different. That energy, because that's when he came out with that First Things First, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. And that shit was like,
at thrill.
Crowd control was crazy.
I already know him, bro.
Crowd control was crazy, bro. Like, that was a really, really good concert.
That's
like,
what's up.
And I knew the words and shit. You know what I'm
that
saying?
Always like, feels that better, always too, feels when you know better. The music. That's why the Outkast one was so good to me, because I was so familiar with the music. Like, every song that came on, it might be one from, like, the Love Below album that Andre 3000 sang a weird song.
You know, Prototype, but you don't know.
I don't know that song.
Well, I got to say, man.
Mostly all of them.
8-Ball MJG, bro. Seen them niggas at the Onyx.
Legendary.
Seen them niggas at the Onyx years ago, dog. And that shit was, you know what I'm saying? I think it was 8-Ball. I think Too Short was there. And Scarface?
I seen Too Short.
Dog. Somebody else was there, too. It was cold, but 8-Ball MJG headlined. I went there to see 8-Ball MJG because I had never... This is my favorite group of all time. Never seen them niggas.
I like that Versus.
Never... Oh, that Versus was cracking. What you talking about, dog? We were somewhere. Excited. Like, we were somewhere out and shit. I don't remember where the fuck we was at, dog. We was somewhere, and I'm playing. I got this shit on my phone watching it and shit. Yeah. We supposed to be doing. I don't know, like, I think it was at one of my kids' functions or some shit like that. I think it was at one of my daughter's, like, banquets or some shit like that when that shit came out or something. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm watching this motherfucking Verses. God damn it. And that shit, dog, them niggas came out to play Armed Robbery, bro. I was like, whoa, like, they doing Armed Robbery? Like, I can't believe, like, this is the shit. Like, they came out, they played all the hardest shit, dog. Like, and shit, hey. UGK, Bun B, dog, like, goddamn, he did his thing, too, but, I mean, he held it down. It's different without sure. Pimp C and shit, you know what I'm saying, but, it's yeah, dog, when
songs
I,
at that point,
right, yeah, it's just, like, it just, really just ain't the same, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. Pimp, but, dog, like, when I saw A-Ball MJG, dog, live and shit, like, I was for real, like, because this, that, yeah, this is my favorite motherfucking group of all time, dog, and them niggas was just, like, dog, they was killing shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? And, like, again, playing all the coldest hits and shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in Milwaukee know every fucking song and shit.
Yeah, they and was, it was just, big in Milwaukee when I was
oh,
a kid.
Oh, man, yeah, like, hell
underground
yeah,
group,
dog, like,
underground group.
Them and Triple
independent,
Six.
I'll say more independent.
Them and Triple Six.
Well, I remember A-Ball and MJG first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were out first.
For a long time.
They were out first.
I remember them
first. They were around the same time. Around the same time. Three Sisters was out for a minute, pretty, too.
Yeah, I'm talking about as far as popularity. As far
as
I heard about MJG, A-Ball and MJG.
I definitely heard
way
it first.
Before I
heard about
them. Me too. Like, me so if it's, yeah. if it's,
they
if,
might have been out, but here, the niggas, the older niggas who I knew, they didn't listen.
Yeah, I heard about Hypnotize Mind like 97
yeah, like,
or
it was like the box era.
97 or 98, you heard about them?
It was like the box era. Well, shit, I'm talking about 93 for like A-Ball MJG.
That's what I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
A-Ball MJG, it was like 94, 95.
Like type shit, you know what I'm saying? But
I never heard their music, but I heard their name a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you know what? I'll give you Slob on My Knob.
Slob on My Knob, yeah.
But like that song, that was probably the only that the thing only that was one. Ringing. That I was really don't one. Remember.
Then tell the club.
Not in 96. 96 is like pop.
97, 98 for me. That's what I said, 97, 98. Okay. But like 95, maybe. 96, I heard about A-Ball and MJG.
Yeah, I've been on them.
Yeah, A-Ball and MJG. I remember them. Yeah. Remember them niggas had curls, bro?
Yeah, they have
curls, pimp, bro. Trying to be pimp, talking about pimp and shit, dog.
Hey, who you said A-Ball and MJG, your favorite group of all time.
Yeah,
who was
my
yours?
Favorite group.
Your favorite hip-hop group?
My favorite hip-hop
rap
group?
Dipset? Oh, trash.
Dipset? Yeah, I fuck with Dipset, too.
But, shit, I don't know. That should be changing, man. Hip-hop groups is... I like Bone a lot.
That's
you know
mine.
What I'm saying? Bone was different.
I fuck with Bone.
Dipset.
Hey, I would tell y'all
the
Locks.
Niggas,
I don't know. I'm going to cut you off.
The Locks up there, too.
Go ahead, bro.
Well, no, I was just saying, like, you know, like, me and my niggas, like, we was doing that, you know, like, he came on there. We was doing the fucking, like, battles and shit on, like, a Zoom, but it's Marco Polo and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we was doing, like, and we would, like, get groups and, like, battle each other and shit. And I had Bone, and I think I lost to Wu-Tang and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely thought I should have won that shit, dog.
Most
but like,
definitely
I definitely thought I said, well, maybe I didn't play the right shit. Maybe you know what I'm saying. But it, niggas was just like, it's we had niggas judging too, though.
That
you know
matters. Playlist matters.
Well, like, yeah, who's judging too matters too, though. That, you know, yeah, we had three because it would be three judges judging. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, preference and shit like that.
Other shit.
That's why I was trying to get you to come on and judge
man,
sometimes and shit.
Marco Polo should be hard to keep up with. You fuck around, miss 3 hours, you be like 100 fucking.
That's when we used to be on there. Hey, doing COVID, dog. We was on that motherfucker.
On that motherfucker, like in three.
Heavy.
We was on that motherfucker for like a week or two.
We had the other one.
Yeah, still got that motherfucker. Yeah.
I stopped fucking with that motherfucker. Because like you said, by the time you come back, it's like, bro, I'm not finna watch all this.
I'm not finna watch all these. You probably got like, it's gonna be at least two motherfuckers in the group that's long winded as fuck and shit.
Right.
So it's like, damn, this motherfucker.
Man. You gotta fast forward that shit like a motherfucker.
But then that's what making you pay for it.
Well, yeah, I pay for it. You can get them fucking passes out and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But yeah, but going to Bone and shit, like, I fucks with Bone heavy, dog. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Bone heavy. You know, you got to.
I got them number one. That's my number.
I remember just playing that. That's another one of them, man, that's just playing. This is one of those ones that bring back memories. I remember driving to Arkansas and shit and just playing that motherfucking the one with Buzz Smokers Only. I don't which album is that? The motherfucker with Buzz Smokers Only. That's just playing that album over and over again. No, that's my motherfucking shit.
I think that's the second album.
I think that's the second one. I think that's it was the second one. Shit. But yeah, that's another one of my top groups.
You know
shit.
What's one of my favorite underrated Bone songs? The original Crossroads song.
original
Crossroads. Wale, even though you're gone, I still got.
Oh yeah, that's that gone. Shit. Oh, that's the original Crossroads.
I thought that was the remix. Crossroads that we know. I miss my uncle Charles.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know that.
That's the remix.
That's crazy.
That's the remix, bro.
I was today.
They real. That original.
For sure. I didn't know. I know that song. I know the one you talking about. That's that shit. Cause they start off acapella, don't they?
Yep.
I think yeah. That's that shit.
Even though you're gone. Bro, hey, that's my motherfucking song right there.
You know,
bro,
it's another underrated fucking bone song.
What?
Ain't nothing like money in a Ziploc bag.
Was that what smash you
with the cash, nigga? No,
I don't give a fuck. You come out of you, see me in the top caddy, and I come with a hood. You know,
he was spazzing on that.
He
shit.
Was in that motherfucking. He get to the motherfucking zone and shit. His eyes are flicking. That nigga, hey, Busy Bone, was
that's
crazy.
My shit. Hell yeah,
was crazy.
Hey, say what you finna say.
Let's change the world. Let's change the world. Let's just choose it was in prostitutes.
He would pick
murderers.
Oh, that's the ball song you pick. Oh, you fucking your hilarious, bro.
Below the belt.
Migos.
That's what it got.
He wouldn't be wrong.
Hey, he ain't wrong.
Be wrong.
Migos is cold.
If that was... Migos them niggas.
Migos them niggas, man.
Shit, he used to fuck with AC. He put me on ACDC. He used to fuck with them.
The Rock Group?
Yeah. He used to fuck with them hard shit back in the day.
Oh, shit.
I used to hate when that nigga wore that shirt. He used to have a shirt.
That's a hard ass logo.
That's a hard ass shirt. I'm like, bro, we
can, now, see, this, my son was up on shit before motherfuckers was up on shit. Yeah. And I hated that shit back then. I'm like, no, you ain't coming with me wearing this shit. And now that's all motherfuckers rock now.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
Nirvana and all that shit. Like, nigga, that's what motherfuckers rock. Everybody rock. Like, he was rocking that shit when he was young, shit, because he, you know, his mom listened to it. So that's what he was fucking with and shit. But like,
that's cold.
I feel bad now and shit. Like, I used to be like, no, take that shit take the fuck off before we go to the.
Put on this Wu-Tang shirt.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing.
Yeah, he was up
on there.
What a guy.
Killer
B. Shit, which Wu-Tang is probably one of was up there too, one of my groups and shit too,
Wu-Tang
dog. Like,
I was late on Wu-Tang.
Dog, you know
I was
what?
Gonna say, and, you better be honest. And listen, fuck with Wu-Tang.
Listen, fuck all the niggas that, I'm sorry, but fuck all the niggas back in the day that used to rib me for fucking with Wu-Tang and shit, all my hood niggas and shit, because they, and now, like, what's crazy, like, now, like, that's what, like, a lot of the rappers that, you know what I'm saying, now that's one of their influencers, is motherfucking Wu-Tang and shit, you know what I'm saying, like, I was up on Wu-Tang early, dog, but like, you know, kicking it with my white friends and shit, they was listening to motherfucking Wu-Tang, dog, like, they
Wu-Tang.
Was getting crap, but my football friends too, because I had my football friends, I had my hood friends, I had some of my white friends. But like, you know, my football friends, who the niggas, like, we go to parties and shit, nigga, was
hell
nothing but Wu-Tang.
Raving the Wu-Tang.
Cracking, dog. Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. Whole motherfucker, I was jumping and
my
shit.
First fucking, ahead, my first fucking experience with Wu-Tang was, I think, the Triumph. With all the bees.
Mine too. I was just waiting to say it. On God. Like, that was my first. That Obama Atomic League. Philosophies and hypotheses. I was like, damn, this nigga. Like, he going to fucking off. He going to fuck off.
Like, I don't know what the fuck.
Lyrically perform armed robbery.
Niggas used to be cold.
Niggas
used to be cold. Like, that nigga Trench was cold in a bitch.
Trench is
from
Naughty
by
Nature.
I'm just switching it up. I ain't that young. I'm switching
it's
it up.
It's a good way to spin it, but yeah, you fucked up. It's okay. We all
in front
up.
Of company.
I was with you, bro.
In front of company.
I was with you, bro. Hey.
No, you was with me. I'm switching it up, nigga. I know
that
Trench and Vinny is
in
fucking Naughty by Nature. You ain't gonna do me like that. You know Jadakiss when Jadakiss was part of Deep Set. You ain't know Jadakiss was in Deep Set.
This nigga.
Michael Jordan was so good for the motherfucking Hawks, man. That nigga sure be hitting them home runs on that soccer field.
Wait a minute.
But Tresh was cold in a bitch, though.
Yeah, Tresh was
like Tresh. People underrate Tresh and they underrate Redman, too, man. Like, and Corrupt.
Corrupt was that nigga, though. You know
and
what I'm saying? Like, you
that
motherfuckers
nigga was different.
Right. And that album he came out with, after, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, when he was kind of like trying to get back to his Philly roots and shit, like his first, like, solo album outside of, like, Death Row and shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is an underrated class. That shit was cold in a bitch. But, you know, I'm going to keep it real, dog. Like, Tretch, like, I never really liked, like, a lot of his flow and shit. But, you know, I gotta say, too, like, a lot of that shit I just didn't
here
catch.
Here we go. I didn't catch it, you know what I'm saying?
Because I was listening to something the other day. It might even have been, like,
bitch.
I don't know what it was, one of their older hits and shit. And I'm like, you know, if you listen to some shit and you like catch some shit that you never caught before. Yeah, yeah. And I was catching shit that I had never heard before. I was like, oh, that's what the fuck he's saying and shit. I'm like, oh, that sounds pretty straight. That shit's pretty straight.
You know, right? he had a tight flow, bro. But that was kind of like the it was like the Daz like, effects era, and they was kind of like, you took a partner, but you couldn't handle that. Like they flows is like hyper and like different, but yeah, I wasn't a huge
Trey fan. That album was garbage though.
Yeah, I don't fuck that album. Looking back at a lot of that shit out of that era, I'm like, I was just thinking about Daz Effects the other day. Like, bro, that shit was kind of trash, bro.
That song, that, I mean, super
like hibbity hibbity hop jibs.
No, when you listen to what the niggas saying too, if you really listen to what they saying, if you want effects, like, them niggas is not talking about a motherfucking thing.
Goddamn thing.
They ain't know. They talking, dude, talking about all these nursery. Like, I mean, yeah, the concept is like they talking all these nursery rhymes and shit.
But it's like, a lot of shit that they really talking about too. Though, like, even like I went on like a little like an early hip hop spree last summer and shit. Like, even like the motherfucking like the don't push me, cause like it's just the way they say that shit. Niggas pissing on the pigeon, pinning the bear, and it's like. I feel like they might have been saying something on that song.
It's called The Message.
If you,
and they do be saying some
but
shit,
but like shit
bro.
Like that, you know what I'm saying?
They be a
saying,
child is like, born if no just, state of mind, no state blind of mind, to the ways of mankind. That's saying something, bro.
Like, but it's just the way you say it's it, like that shit. They was calling that shit. They was calling that shit old school 3 years after that shit.
Cause it was hip hop's a young thing.
Cause rap is just,
but niggas was 24 like, years old. These old ass niggas.
Bro, ask your kids about Tupac. They gonna think he's some mythical figure. It's just like,
cause he was.
What's that? What you think about Tupac, Kobe? Exactly what he said.
Mythical. Like this.
He's
thing,
Jesus.
Like, that they he's just the hear Jesus about. Of hip hop. They just hear about. It's like he Michael Jordan in hip hop type shit. Like,
I mean,
just,
you
this,
know
this yeah. thing like to our like a lot of niggas in our generation. It's just like. You can't say nothing about Pac type shit. Like, yeah, oh, nigga, hell no, he the great. Niggas, he the best of all time type shit. Like,
niggas be talking shit about him, though. They be trying to go viral.
Some, that's what I said most.
Like, Tupac was mid. Like, hey, man.
He was what?
They said he was mid. Oh. Mid. And I'm like, dog. Like, because, man, I'm like, nigga, Tupac was so cold that he only really had one album that he didn't rush. And that was Me Against the World. And that's one of the greatest albums of all time. Everything else, the Machiavelli shit, the motherfucking All Eyes on Me.
You know what get
that
me about
Pac? That shit was rushed as fuck, and that shit was still cold.
What get me about them two niggas, man, is that, you know what I'm saying?
Before, you know what I'm saying?
Just, All Eyes on Me. Dude, them niggas was so young, bro. Like, back then, shit, we talking about, you know, 94, 95, 93. So I'm like, you know, 11, 12 and shit. So them niggas, you know, that's... You know, they like older, they like OGs, you know what I'm saying? Kind of to, you know, me, but like when you get 20 and you get 30 and shit and 40 like I am now, you're like, God damn, them niggas was young and a motherfucker talking. Like, I listen to, like, right now, SiriusXM, they just got a Pac channel and shit because, you know, his birthday just passed and shit.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? So it's a Pac channel, dog. And like, just listening to some of the shit that he be saying, if you just stop, like, dog, like, this is a young, this is a 24-year-old, 23-year-old man, like, talking this, like, you know what I'm saying? That's some pretty top-notch
even
wisdom.
Even this shit talk.
Such a young man, you know what I'm saying? Even like, you know, because I'm even 24, like, I don't, you know, I'm trying to be some gangster shit. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I mean, like, and he was talking about that shit, too, but he also was talking about, you know what I'm saying, like,
being,
you know,
militant minded.
Yeah, for sure. Which
having
is...
adversaries. Like, I remember having to look up the word adversary in the dictionary because I heard him. Like, my adversaries crumble when we rumble. It's a catastrophe. I run a bitch.
Niggas poor blasted with an adversary.
Plus, my alias is Machiavelli. Alias, I had to look up.
357 with hollow points to a nigga's belly.
Bust him to see if he bleed. You should have never fuck around with a sick ass nigga like me.
They call my name out and niggas run. But you can fail for the outlaws. Here they come.
That's one of the best.
This ain't fatal.
That's one of the best Tupac and Outlaw songs ever. And
the motherfucking...
And what's the name from Thug Life on that song, too?
Sight?
Yup, Sight. Mm-hmm. Bro, that beat, that doom, doom. And what Sight be saying when it first come on...
Hey, them Outlaw niggas was... They was underrated. They didn't...
Recognize
they get,
what you see no, before
they used
you
to get
be
called weak.
The Outlaws
they used to get called weak, and I'm like,
the Outlaws
niggas
killed
was
like, right. My little rap group, dog. Yeah. The little hip-hop group that I be fucking with niggas on there, they get killed on there, dog. I fuck with the Outlaws,
the
dog. Like,
cold.
You know what I'm saying? And them niggas, they...
What's the young... The little nigga, the young nigga.
Napoleon.
He Muslim now. Napoleon
was cold.
He was
cold
as one.
He was the coldest. He's still alive and shit. Him and Idi Amin, only ones left, ain't
they? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, and Idi Amin is the fat one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the other nigga,
but he got in like the Outlaws late.
The one from
with the
Jersey?
Raspy voice. Yeah, they all from Jersey. He got that raspy voice.
Are they all from Jersey?
Yeah,
them niggas.
All
from
of them
Eastside.
From Jersey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I knew they was all East Coast.
Yeah. I forget his name, but he joined them late. He be on them Vlad interviews with him too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of bro name.
Dark skin dude. Got that raspy ass voice.
Okay. But the Outlaws were underrated, dog. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas,
they were.
I mean, shit, dog. Still I Rise album, dog, is one of my.
It's a great album, man.
It's a great album. Shit, me and your mom used to buff that album back in the day. I remember she had my shit. I was like, you still got that motherfucker Still I Rise album? Shit, let me get that motherfucker and shit.
Back in
I
the
went
day,
away
dog,
for a little minute
crazy.
And shit. You know,
I have to ask for your music back.
Hell yeah. I'm like you still got that CD back? And shit? I don't want to have to spend another 24 on that motherfucker.
I still got a motherfucker Lauryn Hill CD and shit.
Damn.
That motherfucker probably
was. Not that bullshit she put out. Mm-hmm. I hope it was her classic album.
Oh, it was all
Miseducation.
Oh, then she put out a disc with no music on it or some shit. Remember 50 dissed her back in the day?
50
he says, then the bitch put out a CD and didn't have no beats or some shit.
50 dissed everybody on that. Well, you talking about How to Rob and shit?
Nah, it wasn't even that song, but like, he dissed her.
Man, that nigga 50 is a fucking crazy man. That nigga's a crazy man, dog. That nigga don't give no.
Is 50 underrated? Is a rapper?
Hell no. Nah. 50 mm-hmm. overrated as a rapper.
Nigga overrated?
As a rapper? Like, he had one good... 50 had one good album, right?
Great album.
Like, I want to say...
He had a couple good ones, but he had one great.
Something I was thinking about the other day, dog. Biggie only got one classic album, bro.
He's died so quick, but Ready to
Die is
classic, bro.
The first album, not a classic, bro.
Ready to Die, Cody.
It is, bro.
Damn near.
Life After Death is.
Life After Death is
crazy. No, that shit.
Life After Death
is different. I mean, that's it.
But
that's
Ready to Die is not a classic
album. Life After Death
is
damn near a masterpiece. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Life After Death is different.
You know what I mean? Damn near.
His first album, not that.
Thriller type shit.
Like, Give Me the Loot. That's a good song, but is it classic?
It's just.
Dude, Warning.
Warning is a classic. Warning,
who the fuck is that's my shit? Who the fuck? Still to this day,
like,
that shit come on.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this?
I think it's a real, that's real me, good album, but I don't think it's a classic, bro.
It's a classic. It's just kind of dated.
What
it was
else
kinda dated.
No, that shit cold.
It was still kind of old school
it's
beats.
Good.
And shit.
Ten Crack Commandments.
I don't. Ten Crack Commandments is on Life After Death.
Is it?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. So that got like, right. And even that album
R&B Bitches. That was
with,
on
R. Kelly.
No. We saw the
Dreams
of fucking
R&B
Bitches.
Yeah. Okay.
That was on Ready to Die.
Yeah. Just go listen. Go listen to it. That's all I'm saying. Go listen.
I was
to
just
listening
to that motherfucker the other day.
And,
shit.
It's just to me, man. It ain't a classic like that. I think
compared to Life After Death,
and like this,
and that's coming from somebody who didn't even fuck with Biggie back then. Like,
yeah. I didn't even fuck with him back then,
you know what I'm saying?
I fucked with Biggie.
And I had that. I fucked with Junior Mafia
like,
too, dog.
Like,
that was my shit.
Okay,
I fucked with all
that. That was my shit.
I loved Bad Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you on that R&B. Like, yeah, you just like that R&B shit.
No way.
I ain't like it then.
No way.
I ain't like it then.
I got used to Harlem Shake when I first met you, bro. I forgot about that.
Wait, you did do it right now. I bet you were, man.
It was cold at the Harlem Shake.
Do that shit right now.
Right now, it's gonna be more shaking than Harlem.
Yeah,
man. Why I gotta do it like that?
That's gotta be the name of the podcast, nigga. Shaking like
Harlem Shake. Harlem Shake.
Shaking like Harlem.
Hold the belt.
That's what he's about. The Harlem Shake. You can
Loom, nigga. Hey, that's what you.
Loom was a good. He was a good rapper.
Shit, nigga.
Dude just liked everybody. You get the sense he lying. Yeah, dude was tight too. Bro, when the fuck did you have time to listen to all these rappers, bro? And it wasn't even like streaming services out back then.
I used to go to Sam Goody like every week.
I used to buy CDs, man.
I did. I used to go to Sam Goody every single week.
Know.
I had that CD too.
Is that Loom?
No, that's
fucking
Mario
Winans. Oh, shit.
That was a good song. It was a super simp ass song. But
it
like,
was super shit, simp.
How much y'all want to know? Yeah, I don't
want
to
know,
but I kind of need to.
And it was light skinned too much, making niggas look bad,
hey, man. They don't bring that up. Ain't got nothing to do with it.
It's a podcast. This is a light skin ass.
This is a light skin ass.
That's what I'm saying.
But we used to get a lot of flack for that shit too.
We need to change the narrative.
And y'all niggas like, it's a little yellow up in this mouth.
That's a little yellow.
Well, they
still blue get in this motherfucker.
That's a racist thing to say.
Hope you where you at, Blue?
Hey, I hope you're all right.
Come on, Blue.
Come on, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue. What movie is that?
Motherfucking
Will Ferrell shit.
Will Ferrell shit when he was drinking and shit.
What else at the college?
Yeah, the college shit.
Old school.
You're my boy, Blue. And that was a good time for movies and shit. You had that shit. You had the fucking Anchorman. You had a 40-year-old virgin.
Pineapple Express came out.
You got fucking what's that one shit with the nigga Owen Wilson? But I couldn't stop laughing at that shit back in the day.
Which one?
When it was just riding the bike with his arms down and shit. And it was like, it was him, it was Matt Dillon, right?
Stuck on you?
Not stuck on you. That's stuck on you. That's what the conjoined twins. Yeah, that's just funny as fuck.
That's Matt Damon and Stuck on You is Matt Damon.
Yeah, that's Matt Damon.
Greg Kinnear, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wedding Crashers or some shit like
nah,
that?
No, that was
Wedding
Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Vince Vaughn.
It was Owen Wilson and the nigga from 40, Something About Mary. Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
Oh. I don't know that one.
And it was like friends, and he starts staying with him and his wife, and then he got kicked out and shit.
One with the dog and shit. Then they have a dog. Is the one about the dog?
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I only saw it like once.
I made myself an Irene, but like something like that. Like some bullshit. I gotta look up this shit because I'm finna find this shit out because that's some bullshit. I should know what the fuck this shit is because that movie funny than a motherfucker.
What the fuck time is it?
It's 12 o'clock.
I'm not working.
On the dot. Drop. Yeah. I got it. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, man.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Happy Father's Day, man. Yeah, appreciate it.
Happy Father's Day to my brothers, man.
Happy Father's Day, brother.
Happy Father's Day.
I was just talking about you the other day, man, about, you know, how you got to custody of your kids and shit, man, and how, I you don't see that nowadays too much, man, and, hey, you grinding and working two jobs and shit. I was telling my wife the other day, man, and I appreciate you brothers, man. All y'all do, you too, brother. And motherfucking soccer dad now and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, involved in homework and shit, man. Like I'm proud of you too, bro. All y'all out there, man. Hey, man, I try, man. I try to keep it together. My kids are getting older now, but I got a young one, and trying to have that generational wealth, man.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. You got to
help their ass out when they need it, help them get a little better foot forward.
You already know it ain't going to be easy. That's one thing. I
rest in peace to my pops, too, man.
Rest in peace to pops.
Man. Happy Father's Day to my pops, man.
Yeah,
and
for
y'all
sure.
Pops. Rest in peace and shit.
Appreciate y'all, pops.
But yeah, that's one thing. I try to preach to my son, like, man, don't ever feel no pressure to get the fuck up out of here, man. Age ain't nothing but a motherfucking number, man. Like, you gonna mature when you gonna mature, and you ain't gonna have really. Unless you want a super driven person, and you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you ready for it, but most normal people, especially from this city, man, you don't be ready for that shit, I'm damn near proud. My son ain't got no kid right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he could just go ahead and kind of.
Oh man, thank
he
God.
Kinda, he could kind of ease his way into adulthood. You ain't gotta be. Like me, shit. Like, shit. I was already damn near finna have a kid by his age. I was
how old is he?
Like a year and a half away. He finna be 18 this summer.
I already had my first one. My son's 20.
So, like, you dive right into something you're not ready for. You think you is. You try to be tough. Everybody,
nigga, I'm not ready
tough,
to be Pawpaw, nigga.
But, yeah.
Pawpaw
Nobody
Roo.
Calling me Pawpaw.
Pawpaw Roo.
Like I was saying, I ain't rushing my kid out.
Yeah.
But you have a kid, that's a little different, man. Now you done chose your path. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, Dad, can you watch one to third?
I ain't got no time. Especially my oldest, bring somebody home. You grown. They not.
Y'all figure it out.
I still got other kids to raise, and now you got one. That's on you, player.
I got you
with what I can, but. Hey man,
that shit be different.
Ain't no pawpaw shit. Hey man, just don't rush to grow up, man. Just have your little fun. Make sure you're ready to leave because shit, motherfucker, be in a position where like shit, you leave your mom's crib and have to come back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Two, three, four times in your life.
So and you know, they sure still, and ready. They might be ready and still might have to come back at some point. Right, you know, yeah, and it's still, you know, you never know. They still might have to come back. And you know what? Well, hey, and if you do, you know,
just get back up on your feet.
Get back on the same room.
Get you back right.
Keep your room and look the same.
I mean, because, hey, man, I definitely, you know, where I'm at, you know what I'm saying? And where we are, and we got help. You know what I'm saying? We got help for sure. Like, my in-laws definitely, like, looked out, you know what I'm saying? Happy Father's Day to my father-in-law too, man. Who's a fucking awesome cat, you know what I'm saying? And you know, but yeah, they definitely, man, they helped us out a lot coming up, a lot. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know, want to be able to pass that same thing, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To my children, you know, they getting a bond. Like, I remember my cars used to break down and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was buying these, you know, piece of shit cars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that shit, I used to have to take my father-in-law with
my car broke down right now.
You know, hey, man, this shit's a motherfucker. You know,
like, I work my ass off, though. Shit, it'd be like,
hell yeah, hey,
it'd be fixed.
That shit don't stop happening.
Hey, should be happening, man. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
For sure, dog.
You gotta go. Sometimes you gotta go through it, man. The hardest lessons be the best shit you can learn in life, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know,
you can really find yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, in certain situations and see how strong you is. And sometimes, like, you know, maybe motherfucker ain't religious or whatever, but, like, you find your faith in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
You can find faith in a lot of things.
And
definitely learning from those mistakes, man, is very important. Like, I am definitely a fucking, like, I say this, like, I definitely learned the hard way, 100%.
Man, I don't know no other way but the hard way.
Yeah, you know, and that's.
I'm hard-headed, so I'm going to learn the hard way.
I'm still learning the hard way.
I am. In a lot of ways, I'm still hard-headed.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I've been, I've had enough, like smacks on the motherfucking head to, like, know, you know what I'm saying, to know that there's some things that I just shouldn't stay to, I need to stay
a little bit, dog. You've seen this before, you know what I mean?
But, you know, best thing we can do, pass on to our kids, man, our motherfucking mistakes, and you know what I'm saying, hopefully they can learn from it, not want to see the shit, like, you know, but, you know, it's tough, man. A lot of kids want to see it, they want
to, they definitely gonna have to, they gonna have to bump their head,
you
know, they
you see that Kia Boys documentary and shit?
I did.
I heard about it, but I didn't see it. What is it on? What platform?
YouTube.
Like 14, 15 minutes?
I don't want to say disturbing.
A little bit.
I'm kind of disturbed by it.
A little bit.
And the young man, you know, and listen, I don't want no problems from your kid boys. I ain't got no kids, so hey, you know what I'm saying? And hey, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, I say this, right?
You
might say that. Hey,
you know, like when a young man said, you know, this man, I'm pulling my age out there, but when the young man said that, she should have insurance. It's illegal not to have insurance. What he say? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what he said.
I mean, like, come on, bro. Like, because they were saying, like, yeah, what if? Because the cat who was interviewing him asked him, like, you know, what if?
A Kia boy is on camera doing an interview.
Yeah, they're on camera. They got masked up. But I mean, look, man, the hood is very that, you know, Milwaukee ain't that big, right? Mm-hmm. So that hood is very distinctive. I think we all know where the fuck that is. It's like, it's just right off.
Whoever knows them, it's like right in Milwaukee knows that that's them.
Oh, 100%. The fuck?
That's what's the name them. Like, they know.
I mean, even the old heads on there who know the little cat, the cats, is like, they not covered up. I mean, this, you know what I'm saying? The degree of separation is like, it ain't even no degree of separation. It's like, they talking to the old heads that know them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they right out
this
there. So,
that is wild.
And it's, yeah, you know, but yeah, the young dude was like, yeah, man, because he asked him, like, what if they don't have insurance and you wreck that car? Mm-hmm. It's illegal not to have insurance. But they're still in the cars.
Like. Yeah, they said they should have insurance.
And then he caught, like, one of them, like, joyriding, and they almost hit this young lady. Mm-hmm. He just so happened to catch one of them, like, zooming down the street, dog. Like, yeah, it's.
And they kept going back and forth and shit. You know, they drive and shit. Nah, nigga,
shout out to
hit the corner and smash.
Shout out to the Kid Boys.
No, shout out to people
below the belt.
Shout out to the Kid Boys.
You said by Rue. Does not represent the.
I want no problem.
The one cat of everybody like, else that below the bell box in the broadcast.
Oh, shit.
But no, shout out to everybody else doing good things in Milwaukee because there's a lot of good things going on. So
it is a lot of good
things
going on.
That's just a lot. That's ridiculous. And every city that has like poor neighborhoods or like bad school districts and shit have certain problems like this. And that's not a really good representation of the city at all. Shit.
Yeah.
Like I get it, it's entertaining, it's crazy, it's viral shit, but that shit just sound ridiculous, man.
I don't even like talking about it.
That shit sounds super ridiculous.
I would never brought it up.
Niggas
to be honest, not
get,
on this platform, but since
that's just gonna yeah, get yeah, on yeah. camera.
But since you did
talk about
I did.
It.
I'm so sorry.
I would never.
I'm so sorry.
It is what it is, but you know, it's one of those things. Like you know, like if I'm like if I'm in a different social setting, like if I'm at work, like the last thing I'm gonna do is talk about. Like, cause I was watching that shit at work. I was listening to it at work and shit. You know what I'm saying? The last thing I do, like, hey, you want to see this shit? Like, I would not even want to pass that shit on to the motherfuckers.
When y'all initially said it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to check it out. But then when y'all start talking about it, I'm like, I don't really want to.
Yeah, you might as well check it out.
It's a little disturbing.
Yeah,
like you
might as well check it out.
I don't really want that sort of energy. I'll be on some Charlamagne the God type shit, like, protect your energy.
No, I'm definitely like, going to protect your energy. But some things you gotta be aware of too.
I mean, I am aware of it. Like obviously, you know I know. I heard about the Kid Boys. I know exactly what's going on.
And you gotta see. How
I got teenage
sometimes.
Sons. I work with some teenagers at one of my jobs. Shit, I've been knowing about shit.
And shout out to them who working and like you just said. Shout out to the ones
doing their thing, man. Sure. I work
they all just working and you know what I'm saying, trying to get this money and shit. You know what I mean? There's other ways to get it, man.
Plans to go to college. One of the young homies just went to the army.
Hey.
I mean, not that that's necessarily a decision at all, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, like, that's better than a lot.
Yeah.
That's better than being a Kia boy. Yeah. And I don't want no smoke with the Kia boys. I'm just saying.
But me and this
smoke with them Kia boys.
Saying,
y'all got it, man. I pull up when I see y'all, man.
Would I necessarily, like, push one of my children to go into the, you know, armed forces? No. But,
hell.
I mean, if that's the route they chose to take, I mean, especially in this climate, it's pretty fucking, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, there's wars going on everywhere, but if that's the route they chose to take and that's what got them the discipline that they, thought they needed, I would support it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like also, though, you know what I'm saying? One of the things that, like, I try to, like, tell these kids, like, I'm in construction, like, you know, like, the trades, like, get you a fucking trade. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the trades, and they don't care, you know, even if you're a Kia boy, they don't care if you're right. They don't care what you did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you can come to work every day and learn, try to do your job. And hey, you know what I'm saying? If you're smart enough to figure out how to steal a car, man, you're smart enough to fucking, like, you're smart enough to wire, you know. Mm-hmm. That, and there's a lot of, like, smart kids, energetic kids that, man, could crush this shit. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, all, you know what I see every day? I see white kids. I see Mexicans. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's the only people I see. I don't see young black kids at all on the job sites. And, mm-hmm. And you know what? And these kids is making 25, 30 bucks an hour, you know what I'm saying? 18, 19 years old
that's
already.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times that's starting off. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You go through a 5-year apprenticeship, you know what I'm saying? By the time you get done with it, you're making 45, 50 bucks an hour.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Which
to some people can really be life changing. I mean, you can get you a nice little crib and mm-hmm. nice car and like pension and live pretty good off of that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you know, I don't know why more kids, like, I'm trying to push my son into it, you know what I'm saying? Because look, you know, and I don't want to, you know, if you have an outlook, you want to go to school and all that, that's fine, 100%, you know, but one thing about, you know, once you get out of high school, you get you a trade, you ain't got to worry about no student loans, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to pay you to go to school, you know what I'm saying? They're going to pay you to get that. And then once you got that journeyman's card, like, I got the journeyman's card, I can take it anywhere in the country, I can work anywhere I want to.
What is
the
journeyman's card?
That's when you're basically mastering the trade.
Okay.
You're a journeyman. So journeyman is where you want to be. Like, they have master electricians, master plumbers. You know,
that's what they get is a job.
Yeah, like
start.
So. Okay. Yeah, so like in my trade, you know what I'm saying? It's a 5-year apprenticeship. Once I complete my apprenticeship, take a test, and I become a journeyman. I got my journeyman's card. Mm-hmm. So. Take anywhere I want. Anytime I want to get a job. You know, I was just off for a while for COVID and shit. When I was ready to come back to work, I got it, you know, I called a union. I was literally working within like a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, And I can take that any... nobody can take that away from me. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? That's
why they call that shit a boxer or a journeyman that can always get a fight type of shit.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, you know, like same thing like electrician too, like, and like a plumber. Dude, they always need plumbers. Mm-hmm. Dude, do you understand? Like,
stop needing plumbers.
They always...
gotta take shits.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's the type of shit too.
Is a bitch.
And that's the type of shit too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you can go get you a factory job or work at Amazon or something like that. But like, man, automation is going to start taking, you know, if you go to the Amazon facilities now, man, you see like how that shit's automated. Like they, you know, those robots are going to, you know, that shit's going to slowly
incorporate.
Like it's going to be a while before like some, like it's going to be a robot to come to your fucking house and like
fix your plumbing
or put your pipe or fix your pipe.
Yeah, no,
it's going to be a long time.
I've been trying to push my sons to that shit too, because they get to that age.
Man,
I'm like,
big step.
And trades and apprenticeship, I think that's a good plan. But I think the real thing is to have a plan, because I just know with my life, I did have a plan. Like, I planned to go to college out of high school, but it just didn't happen. I don't know why, but it just didn't. But I think having a real plan and real goals in your life and at a young age, like figuring it out. Like I'll be on my son, like, dog, what you want to do? Like, you need to figure it out. Here goes some ideas, but like, you really need to be going after something. Whether it's just, then you want to sit around and play the video game all day? All right, well then, get some cameras, hook that shit up, and stream Twitch or YouTube or something. Figure out how to, you know what I'm saying, make money off this shit. Mm-hmm. Figure out how to make a career out of this, and it'll take you into something else. But I think, like, definitely having a plan, you know what I'm saying, maybe two or three plans in order is, like, very important to that shit, because, man, you fuck around and just be floating around doing random jobs, taking minimum wage jobs here and making $8 an hour here and there, and just coasting a while, you know, getting in debt, doing dumb shit, and just trying to kick it and all. Like, no.
You get a taste of hustling and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Or
and
that.
Then you, and then you find out, you know what I'm saying? You keep your little job here and there, but your main job is a hustle, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we most of us know how they end up, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know.
You know,
you keep going to jail.
Keep on going. And another thing too, man, if you do take that route, again, man, you want to get, if even after all that shit, man, you want to get you a trade. Learn how to fix some shit. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to pick up a tool. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know, that's always going to be needed, and that's always going to be something that, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be able to make you some money, man. You become an electrician, and, you know what I'm saying, you can come and fix everybody's shit. You know what I'm saying? You be that motherfucker in the hood fixing that. Anywhere you want to go, you know what I'm saying, they're going to need you.
And
you
it's
know
a lot saying? Of options with that, too.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of options.
Even, let's say you just get out, let's say you drop out of school. You can start working somewhere. Let's say school ain't for you. I ain't trying to go learn shit. I ain't trying to do no apprenticeship shit. No, you can start working somewhere, and that experience gonna set you for life. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, as far as what I do, like, as far as cooking, as far as right now, ain't no fucking machine finna come do that shit. And niggas always gonna wanna go out to eat, go out, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be, that trade always gonna be necessary, and I ain't go to school for that shit. Right. And to be honest, in that field, the niggas who go to school for it be trash. You come out with a college degree, and then I see you crying because you got too many tickets. You know what I'm saying?
So culinary didn't teach me.
And I ain't trying to diss nobody, but that's just a fact.
Like, he's talking about somebody specifically. That's you. Stop whining.
It's multiple.
Stop whining, your bitch ass.
It's multiple people.
It's your broke ass.
It's your broke ass.
Who have done it. But just, like I said, just, man, like, having that plan in order, having some sort of background. Like, because my shit ain't no apprenticeship, but it's just work experience. Once I throw that on there, like, man, I've been doing this 18 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I'm good. You're gonna hire me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope.
Because you up in there. You know, ain't no better teacher than actually just doing that shit. You could train a boxer for 2 years, but if you got a nigga who been fighting consistently and sparring and doing all that shit for 6 months, they gonna be way better off than the motherfucker who been training for 2 years. You got to go up in there.
A lot of times, man, you in there in the trenches every goddamn day.
You're forced to learn that shit. But hey, man, on that note, man, it's a wonderful episode, man. Make sure you Harlem shake that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
We didn't talk boxing.
Hey, man, sometimes.
Not at all. We talk rapping. We went from rapping to, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. sometimes you don't need to talk
like
about boxing.
I like those episodes.
Yeah, this was a good one.
Hell yeah, man. On that note, you know what I'm saying? Again, it's a Big Roo in the house. Yeah,
hey, again, happy Father's Day to
happy
y'all,
Father's
man.
Day
happy
to y'all.
Father's Day to my bro.
I watch this, man. RG. Become a father. And, you know, hey, that's what's up,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Blueprint. Happy Father's
Day to
Father's
you,
Day
brother.
Brother.
Jermaine. All our homeboys, man.
In
happy Father's Day to got children. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Designer Jay. My nigga Jay Owens, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man. Shit. Kevin Gardino, Johnny
Luna. We can keep
going
for a
Renzo,
while.
Yeah. Everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Even
Jay,
Gerald.
Yeah.
The nigga Gerald Cross, if we talking shit. All goddamn time.
Is his nickname like Buddy Lee?
Buddy
Lee.
Shout out to bro. Hey, man, shout out to everybody, man. That was another great episode of Below the Belt Boxing. It's not a podcast, it's a broke ass. All
right, then,
y'all. With your broke ass.
With your broke ass.